The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network, Visa.com, the Visa app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you take it, as in, we appreciate it. It's all brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, ladies and gentlemen, producer number nine. So much more than a producer. Still to come this hour, Matt Brown, our own Matt Brown from The Final Countdown with Stormy Bonnetoni, weekdays here at the network with his NFL plays of the week. Always great to catch up with Mateo. Dallin Cuff, how about that from ESPN joining us? Let's talk a little World Cup. Dallin is always down to talk soccer. Played college hoops at Columbia, Kelly.
Yes. Shooting guard at Columbia back in the day.
Back in the day. He doesn't like talking about it too much, though, does he?
No, he does.
Him, you know, him and were you telling me him and Chris Felica, they got into it on the show the other day on Daily Wager?
Opposing opinions.
Opposing viewpoints.
About the USA run.
You know? You know what? Just for that, we're going to have Chris Felica on, too. We're really also having Chris on, as he always does. He comes on every Friday. But Chris Felica, in case you missed it, after 27 years at ESPN, going to Fox. So we'll talk to him about that and what exactly he will be doing over there at Fox, which is very exciting for him. But ladies and gentlemen, as we like to do on Fridays, we would like to move some global lines through the power of Michael Craig and Right Angle Sports. How you doing, Michael?
Good. How you doing, Gil?
Doing very well. Before we get into them, there's people landing on the show for the first time, so we're going to go through a whole process where Michael's going to give us a rotation number in a game. He's going to give us a side or a total. You'll have 30 seconds to add that to your betting slip, but before you bet it, just get it in your slip, because then Michael's going to say either go or cancel. If he says cancel, we'll do the process all over again. If he says go, it means make the wager. Before we do that, let me just get into this, because, Michael, when you were doing college football with us, it was noteworthy that once October rolled around, or sort of towards the end of October, I guess, you were very honest. You're like, yeah, we shift to college basketball. We do our college basketball prep. You kind of break down the college basketball season too, right?
Yeah, we break down the service into phases. So we're in phase two right now. We do about 100 plays a phase. So we got through phase one there in a few weeks, and we're about, let's see, the records, 92 and 77. So we're about two-thirds of the way through phase two. We'll have a phase three. I'm not certain when we'll do that. We may take a couple-week break. There's kind of a lull in the college basketball schedule. Four pretty light days right around Christmas, and then you have finals week where there's not as many games as typical. So we might use that to take a little break. We're not certain on that yet. So still have about, I guess there's still about 30 plays. I'm sure we'll send out some free plays to any paid subscriber too. So during that time where we are taking a break, it's not like we're not going to look at anything, but yeah, probably just use that to spend some time with family and get a little break from the grind.
But let me just ask you about that so I can understand. Do you view those portions of the season differently from a handicapping standpoint, or is it just like a personal management thing for your lives, or is the season behave differently?
I definitely think, me personally, I can't speak for anybody else, but me personally, I do change the way I do things. Like beginning of the season, almost everything's subjective. I don't really look at numbers too much, really. I mean, not that I don't look at them at all, but you know, it's more subjective based and strength of schedule based and things of that nature, how teams are playing differently from how they played last year. New coaches, things like that. As we get into, you go to the conference schedule, you get into that late December, early January. So that's kind of a shift. And sometimes you get, teams might reset, or teams might use that to change the style that they're playing, or, maybe a transfer comes in or becomes eligible, something along those lines. And then later season, I'm more reliant on the data that's been gathered so far.
Yeah.
And looking at matchups and it's a lot of what I do is a lot matchup based and then model based as well.
No, I think that's always fascinating to me, because it's not only from sport to sport, but it's sometimes within the same sport season that approaches change. All right, let's do this. We'll get into some other stuff you're doing here momentarily, but let's do the release.
All right. Good.
Okay, so again, he's going to give us a rotation number and either a side or a total. Put it into your bet slip. You'll have 30 seconds to do that, and then Michael will let us know if it's a go or cancel. And it is what?
All right, so rotation number 862, Canisius and Siena under 138. What time is that game? I should have told you to put the time on that. Is that 7 p.m. Eastern?
7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
It's not a big card today. I know the past few weeks people have been like, I'll put the time on when it's a big card because a lot of the apps don't show – well, none of the apps show the rotation numbers, so sometimes they're hard to find. So I'll give you another 15 or 20 seconds here, and – we'll let you know if this is an official play or not.
All right, get into the bet slip. 862, Canisius Siena, the under. Don't bet it yet until Michael gives us the word here. If he says cancel, we'll do it again. If he says go, it's a bet. All right, Michael, 5 seconds.
This is a go. This is a go. Go ahead and bet this.
Go. Everybody go. Under 138, Canisius and Siena. Little college basketball. And then while that line is inevitably moving like a Christmas tree, lighting up the boards here, what is the handicap on this? What is the reasoning behind it?
So Canisius has played a couple of fast teams and hasn't really played all that fast. So I think they're slower than they've been in the past. Siena's traditionally a pretty slow team. Their current KenPom rating in tempo is on pretty average. I think they're actually below that. Siena's also having some turnover issues. They lost two players from their team last year that were the lowest turnover guys on the team, so that's always good for an under. So just a combination of a lot of factors here where I think this one's a little too high. Probably play it down to 136.
You mentioned in previous times, and I'll shift away from college basketball for a second. You mentioned previous appearances, Michael, that you guys were going to do some props. We thought about like giving, I think you gave out one last week, an NBA prop, and then was it Brandon Ingram? He got injured or he left the game early, so we didn't get that home. We got really unlucky. But you're getting into props more, correct?
Yeah, we hired an outside group that specializes in props, just working with them. Before we started doing free plays on our Discord, I don't know, maybe a month and a half ago, they were hitting it about, they were 34 and 17. We had the idea of making it into a paid service. So, we ended up flipping that switch, a week or two ago, and the results the first weekend were real great. So we ended up giving out those for free, but, anyways, overall, between the free plays and the paid plays so far, 49 and 34, 59%, which is about what we expect. Before we started releasing the free plays, we actually were working with these guys, and they were giving us plays. So 60-ish percent range is kind of what we expect. So we started charging last week. Unfortunately, we had our worst NFL week. We went 2-6, and then we went 3-4 the next day on the NBA. Like I said, we gave those away for free. We have bounced back since then. NBA had a 5-0 night the other night, and then we had a 4-2 night the other night. So one thing we're trying to do with the service, though, is find a sweet spot for what to charge. And, you know, the prop market's kind of new to us. So we've kind of been back and forth on pricing. Do we want to make it too high? Do we want to make it too low? And the answer is, we really just want to make it as usable as possible to as many people as possible. So we are going to reduce the pricing on it. So the cheapest option is going to be around $5 a play. We're just kind of experimenting to find that sweet spot where the service is usable and as many people as possible can access that. So,
all right.
Yeah, you can go to handicapper.net or respicks.com/props to order that. But NBA tonight, we have a release window of 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So I assume we'll probably have, I can't speak for it, I don't handicap it, but I'd say 3 to 6 plays tonight would be likely.
Okay, this Canisius Siena number has gone. I'm seeing 134.5, Kelly. What are you seeing it as low as now?
That's as low as I've seen.
Where should they play this to? Where should they not play it at 134.5 anymore? It's gone too down, too far down?
No, I wouldn't play 134.5, no.
Okay, so it's gone from
134. I wouldn't play lower than 136.
Nothing under 136, which it is under everywhere right now, after giving it out at 138 mere moments ago. Michael, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, man.
All right. Thank you, Gil.
Michael Craig at RAS Picks, for Right Angle Sports. You get it in, Kelly? You get the bet in?
I did. 135.5 looking pretty painted right now. 134.5, I actually don't see many of those out there.
I'm looking. I'm staring right at a 134 and a half.
Yeah, 134. Oh. Last 136 I just saw just changed, 135 and a half.
Can we go back? We only have a minute here before the break, so I just want to bring this up. That story that you updated at the beginning of the previous segment, the stuff that was going on like wildfire on the internet,
yeah,
on the Twitter. Think about how irresponsible that is. If in fact that was a ruse.
Yeah. Yes. If in fact it was a ruse, it's incredibly irresponsible, I would say.
And may I attribute a point that you made off air? Would you like me to attribute it to you?
Sure, go ahead.
That it would extend as far as even Drew Brees himself.
Yes.
That if you're in on something like this, it's like super irresponsible. How do you feel about that, dude?
I don't know. I mean, you and I were kind of talking off air. Yeah. I think he does. I think there is a part, and I'll use some of your words. I think he puts himself in that Brady Manning category of super elite quarterbacks of all time. And I don't know if he is there. And then I can't wait to hear the whole story of what happened with this thing.
This will be fascinating to find out. There's just there's a little bit of there's a delusion layer is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Fascinating. In what is typically a harmless way, but this one wasn't particularly harmless.
And I don't get it. Like, what do you? So if you're him, like if that's what it was, right? If that's what it was,
yep.
What he's last night like texting friends and family, like, hey, you're gonna see a lot of horrible things.
That's
but
what
I'm
I mean.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Like what?
I don't know. Dallin Cuff on the other side from ESPN, a man who loves his college basketball, a man who loves his soccer World Cup. Maybe we'll ask him about his little daily wager conflict with Feliga. Dallin Cuff on the other side. World Cup, it's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. Don't forget our Cyber Monday sale is extended. Won't last forever, though. Sign up today to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. You'll get a daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. Deep dive daily betting reports, plus our upcoming College Bowl and Super Bowl betting guides. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. The VSiN store, a great place to shop for VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. But as I said, you gotta hurry. It's an extended Cyber Monday offer. Won't last long. So sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Kelly, it's a hoax, right? It's been proven as a hoax, right? The whole Drew Brees thing.
Yes.
I done called it.
Promotional ruse.
I done called it from the first second. Irresponsible. They're gonna get crushed for that, I believe.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's talk some World Cup, maybe even some college basketball with ESPN's Dallin Cuff. Great to have him back on the show. How you doing, Dallin?
Doing very well. Boys, how are you doing?
We're doing well. We appreciate you making the time. Let me start with, before we, I have a college basketball question or two for you, but let me start with the World Cup. And our buddy Chris Felica is coming on later on the show. You guys were at odds on USA-Iran. Did you guys work out that little conflict between you two?
Well, yeah, Ayatollah Felica lost. That was how that went down. He wasn't a thing. He's back to Iran, guys. I get it where he was coming from a monetary standpoint, but he also said in our debate back and forth, it's the only side to play. I just thought that was an egregious stance given the fact that if you looked at the U.S. team, take away the U.S. jerseys, take away my red, white, and blue, the fact that I want us to win, they were the better. They're the better team. They're the more talented squad. In all honesty, it turned in better performances. So I was, needless to say, I was pretty. The bear likes to be contrarian. We know that. So I was a little surprised that it's the only side to play, and I've never been happier that he lost.
Never been happier. All right. Well, let's go to tomorrow. We'll have Chris on a little later on the show. USA, Netherlands, knockout stage. So there's two groups, clear groups here, because this is sort of, you know, it's all gravy now for the USA, right? We've done what we wanted to do, and now anything else, this is just extra. So are you of the mindset that, hey, you know, because I've heard it from some, oh, we're going to get crushed, we're finally like, this is above our level now. Or are you of the mindset, Dallin, generally speaking, where it's like, well, actually, this is not the best iteration of the Netherlands sides over the years in the World Cup, and we actually have a puncher's chance here?
I'm going to give you a third group.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of people that watch these young players play, and that's not above our level. These guys are playing at Chelsea and Juventus and Barcelona, then AC Milan, and You go through a list. These guys are playing at high level in Champions League, week in, week out. They're playing at the highest level of the game. When you look at the Dutch team, they've got a lot of similar guys. They're playing in maybe the Eredivisie, which is the Dutch league. They're playing in some of the biggest leagues in the world. Like, they have really good players too, but this is not a world-beater Dutch team, and it's not necessarily above our level. I think our country has this might be the only thing our country has an inferiority complex in, is the sport of soccer. And I think at some point, these young men want to change that perception. Well, to do that, you do have to beat a team like the Dutch. Now, the Dutch are talented. They're not world beaters, as I mentioned. They've struggled a little bit to generate offensive chances. The kid Cody Gakpo is going to be a name that people are going to really recognize when the World Cup's here in 2026, because he's having a breakout World Cup. We knew about what he's done for in the Eredivisie there, the Dutch league. I know there were rumors that teams like Leeds United wanted him, other teams in the Premier League. They couldn't get that deal done this summer. His price tag's going to go up. He may move in January, for all we know. But outside of him, they have not created that much. They've not been that dynamic offensively. And I think that's where this U.S. team has to come out. And because it is a little bit of house money, play on the front foot, man. Go just like you played England. I mean, England's the reigning Euro finalist, the reigning World Cup semifinalist, essentially the same team. And they took it to them for 75 minutes. And the only reason they didn't for 90, it took a few minutes to get in the game. And I think Greg Berhalter has to do a better job of making substitutions in the second half. I mean, that has been a glaring weakness, is a desire and ability to change the game with some of our game-changing players like Gio Reyna or Brendan Aaronson off the bench. All that said, play on your front foot, play aggressive, just like you did against England. There's nothing to fear. You're familiar with some of these guys, and you're just as talented as them in a lot of different areas. Go out and hoop and see what can happen. I think this team I like them to advance, guys. They're plus 180, plus 170 to advance. I'm not sure it's done in 90 minutes. May take pens. But I think overall there's nothing to be scared of with this team. This is not Brazil. This is nothing to be scared of. This is a team that's good, and so are you.
USA to advance, the play from Dallin Cuff. I like it. Plus 180, shop around for those numbers. He says, just go out and hoop, he said.
Let's go.
I love it. Go out and hoop. Oh, wait a minute. Crossed wires there. Okay, anything else, Dallin, on your thoughts on the knockout stage for those matchups that are already determined, or perhaps for later today, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, the final of the group stage games, Serbia-Switzerland or Cameroon-Brazil? Did we lose Dallin? I believe we lost Dallin. Okay.
Oh, there he is.
Go ahead.
Let me finish on the U.S. game, too, because there's another prop play I like in there.
Okay.
We have scored both our goals in the first half, but I do think this may be a little bit tighter. As I said, the Dutch have struggled to score and generate chances. I think it's 0-0 at halftime. We've seen that a lot through the course of this tournament. So I think 0-0 at half, you can get a good price and good plus money on that. That's a play that I really like. In terms of today, what I've done, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it a little bit. Brazil to win to nil, and I know they're probably going to change their team out a lot, but that's what makes this Brazil team special, is they have basically, they can field two teams. Like, the depth of this team and the fact that they aren't Neymar dependent, and Neymar's obviously been out and will be out today too, again, with the injury. This team is capable of winning this game against Cameroon without a doubt. Cameroon has to win to advance. They're going to play. They're going to go, yes. You can take the bye guy off the basketball court. You take the basketball out of the guy. They're going to go hoop, Cameroon is. They're going to try to go make plays. That said, Brazil's defense, I think people always think about Jogo Bonito and all these great flicks and flair and all this stuff. They gave up 5 goals in all of World Cup qualifying, which is the toughest region in South America in 17 games. Only gave up 5 goals. They've had to be scored on so far. They have to even allow many chances so far. They have the best defensive midfielder in the world in Casemiro. Maybe the best goalkeeper in Alisson. Two very veteran central center backs, great fullback play, and they control the ball more than anything else. They don't give up the ball that often. So I like Brazil to win to nil. You're getting that around plus 110, plus 115, and that's hit already twice. I think they're going to wrap up the group with a nice clean sheet, but also a W for them.
Dallin firing. So Brazil win to nil, also added to the USA to advance. USA first half draw. Is that what you said? Nil to nil, first half draw in the USA?
Nil-nil first half draw.
Okay. So if I said to you, we're talking about the entire tournament now, you must make one futures bet to win it all. Which is the side that you would bet right now, Dallin?
Well, I mean, and all, guys, I've not looked at the change of price. Last I saw, Brazil was probably plus 250. I'd hate taking the favorite in these tournaments because I just never feel like that really works out. But I did take Brazil pre-tournament as plus 400. Just because kind of what I just said, the depth of this team, the fact they're not Neymar dependent, I think they're the most complete squad. Now, that said, they are in the same bracket with Argentina. That side of the bracket, let me give that advice to our group. If you're looking at the bracket now, the left side, is the harder side. The left side has Brazil on the bottom half, Argentina on the top half. I believe now Spain is in that side now, too, because they finished second in their group. So that left side is loaded. The right side, the U.S., unfortunately, is the top left of that left side. The right side is a little more open. You've got some more things, you know, developing over there that are a little bit, maybe an easier path for some teams. I think Portugal will be in there if they finish first in their group. England toward the top, although I'm not that big on England. So look at the side of the bracket your people are coming out of before you make the futures pick. And if they're on the left side, really contemplate going outside of Brazil and Argentina, because I would not recommend that. Argentina has not been that good. I think Brazil has been impressive. And even without Neymar, they've been impressive, and they will continue to be that. So that's the play I would make right now. But once all the groups are set, I would take a look at that right side, maybe reassess and throw something, maybe on a finalist play out of one of those teams on the right side to get out of what it seems like a much more wide-open path.
It's great advice. It's like the old LeBron when he played for the Cavs in the Eastern Conference thing versus the clutter in the Western Conference thing, akin to that, if we want to use an analogy. All right, we only have about 90 seconds left, Alan, but I'd be remiss. You're a former college basketball player who played at Columbia, so I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you one college basketball question, which is, and it's always fun to think of, here we are in early December, so long before we have a champion in April. But if I'm just landing on college basketball now and I'm looking for a couple teams, let's go with a couple teams that are pretty good prices right now. I'll tell you, I made a Virginia bet at 30-1 the other day. I'm also looking at Creighton, who did lose yesterday. What are two teams out there that are not the obvious ones that you think are really, really good and might have some value?
Well, when we talk about this, it's not where the teams are right now. It really is where their ceiling can be. And I know Kentucky's had issues, and they've had injuries, and they've had different problems gelling. But they still the National Player of the Year in Oscar Sheehy. They have a very good lead guard in Sevier Wheeler. Some of those freshman pieces will give them some athleticism and be able to defend better. If C.J. Frederick and Reeves are hitting threes, Kentucky, I think, is right now that their struggles, their price has definitely gone down since preseason. So that may be something to look at right now in terms of a value. But I'm not sure what Texas is at right now, but Texas does look. And it wasn't just because they beat Creighton last night. They probably have the most impressive performance beating Gonzaga. Not the Gonzaga of the last 2 years, but they throttled Gonzaga 2 weeks ago at home at the Moody Center, which is a tough place to play, which is where they beat Creighton. But they have a mix of good veteran guards, freshmen to come in, transfers, and they're one of the best coaching teams in the country with Chris Beard and a solid defensive group. So that's somebody to look at, too. That's not a traditional blue blood. It's not going to get the price. I will say this as advice. I did Kansas last night. Kansas, Duke, they're going to get better. I don't think they can win this thing. So think about where you're putting your money. North Carolina, I don't think they're winning this thing. Their ceilings aren't as big as you might want.
Dallin, appreciate it very much. Kentucky and Texas both were right around 12-1. Shop around for those. Thank you so much, Dallin. Dallin Cuff, everybody, from ESPN. Matt Brown joins us on the other side. His NFL Plays of the Week. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits data.
Split bets!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. So you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at vsin.com. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. He is the co-host of The Final Countdown with Stormy Bonatoni each and every 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday here at VSiN. He joins us now, former co-host of the finest radio program there ever was at night, Primetime Action. It's Matt Brown. How you doing, Matt?
I am doing well. Gil, when I do that read, I say to make you a more informed sports better. I change smarter. I take smarter out of there. I just say more informed. You know, it's more
informed. What do you have a problem with smarter? You don't think it instantly makes you smarter?
I don't know if the betting splits makes you smarter, but it certainly makes you more informed. It informs you.
I hear we're going with that. By the way, we talk about all our guests before they come on, so we decided we would talk in front of you this time as well. We were having a conversation. When was the last time you had a Pepsi Cola or a Coca Cola? When was the last time you had one?
Like a Coke Heavy or a Diet
Coke? Coke Heavy.
Yes, Coke Heavy. Coke Classic, yes.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, high school, maybe? Middle school, high school?
High school.
Probably high school.
When was the last when was the last time you had a fast food meal?
It's been about a decade. Probably about
Phenomenal.
A decade.
Phenomenal yeah. discipline from this guy.
I've had Diet Coke. Like I've had Diet Coke. Like, but I haven't had a Coke Heavy. Yeah, like a Coke Heavy. No, I had one of those. And
he's had a Diet Coke.
Had a Coke Heavy. Make sure it's at 8:30 so I can get my workout in. Okay.
Good for you, man. Good
Gil,
for you.
Gil, are you the president or are we co-presidents of the Virginia Fan Club? Which are we?
We did not know this about each other. I made a Virginia bet, and then Matt texted, goes, "Oh, dude, I have one too. I love it." So we are the biggest Wahoo fans going. This is it.
The only team I care about.
You got a better number than I did. You got 40-1. I got 30-1. Yeah, I'm all about it. I don't know how many futures I'm going to add. Probably one more along the way. But I was in the tank for UVA the year they won. I was actually in the tank for them the year before too. But I'm back for being all about Tony Bennett's squad. Let's get it done. Let's get it done in the NFL this weekend as well. I see your picks on the other screen. Let me just start with the one in the middle because Kelly and I are both on this. Vikings -3. You feel strongly about this.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to just continue to say that everyone's favorite thing to do is to call a team fraudulent, right? Like, it's like everyone's favorite thing to do in the handicap. It's like it's the new low-hanging handicapping fruit. It's this, or guys, we're 13 weeks into the NFL season, right? I mean, we have had to, and if you haven't already dumped your priors, you're doing it wrong. Like, your priors at this point don't really mean a whole lot. We have gotten to the point where we kind of just have to believe what we've seen on the field and what is actually manifesting throughout the course of the season. And look, the Vikings team, and I'll keep saying this over and over and over again, everyone goes, oh, they're on the right side of variance. They're winning all these one score games, whatever. Well, they lost them all last year. And I do believe that you cannot quantify what a coaching staff brings to a team. Like there's no advanced stat. I can't go to this stuff where I can scream to you what DVOA says or PFF or efficiency and all these. I can't do that because there isn't that for a coaching staff. But what I can say is it seems like O'Connell and company is putting this team in the right situations to succeed and be on the right side of these games they were continually on the wrong side of the year before. And oh, by the way, we are crowning Mike White after going out and carving up the worst defense in all of the NFL.
I'm saying
they are way worse than the Texans. Like, it's not even like, oh, it's them and the Texans. They are way worse than the Texans. And then the only two guys that even had a pulse on that team got hurt last week and they aren't going to play this week. So, I mean, like, they're talentless to begin with. And the guys that were had a little bit of talent, had a pinky toes worth of talent, aren't going to be out there anyway. So I just, again, we can sit and scream and say, oh, fraudulent, yeah, blah, blah. Well, Gil, we'll just continue to cash these tickets on this team, and people can scream fraudulent all they want to, and I feel perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, on the Megapod yesterday, Parlay did a great job of outlining this as well. This is a Cleet Blakeman crew as well. They tend to call things tight. That Jets secondary, and I'm talking about you, Sauce Gardner, tend to play really physically as well. So don't be surprised if there's a flag or two in their future as well. That add that into the mix. That certainly doesn't hurt that thought. I'm with you, man. Vikings -3. Kelly's with us as well. That was the one on guessing lines we couldn't believe. What could possibly go wrong? We'll see.
I mean, and everyone is talking about this Sauce Gardner, matchup against Jefferson. I mean, just look to Thursday night, right? I mean, Jones for the Patriots was this second graded, third graded, corner in all the NFL. Steph Diggs did whatever he wanted. Like, these super elite receivers, they get theirs, right? I mean, they're just going to get theirs. I'm not worried at all about that matchup.
All right, let's go to your other two sides. What do you got?
I got the Steelers plus a point and a half, and this is, do you believe that we're buying at the highest point for the Steelers? I sent you the wrong number too, Kelly. I have the Dolphins at 4, but it's fine. 3-4 doesn't really matter. And that's totally on me.
It's kind of wondering why you got such a bad number.
I have the Dolphins at 4. Yeah, I know threes aren't even out there, so I don't even know. Yeah. Threes never even happened. Yeah, I got the Steelers at a point and a half as dogs in this one. We've seen this kind of flip, though there are, different books, different numbers out there. It's going to toggle back and forth across the zero, it seems. Here's the thing. If you want to make the argument to me that I'm buying at the highest point for the Steelers, I'll at least listen to you and say maybe I am. I also kind of believe that teams go on these arcs throughout the course of a season, and some teams are on the upswing, some teams on the downswing, some teams I think maybe you're just kind of, you know, skating along in the middle. I think, you know, and I could be wrong, I feel like Pickens is starting to figure some things out. I feel like that this team is starting to kind of start to figure things out on the offensive side of the ball. You get Watt back on the defensive side, which obviously makes him better from that angle as well. If you're going to give me a point and a half in a game in which I think that probably I would favor the Steelers by a point and a half or two, then I'll take that, you know, pretty much any time. Move indoors. The Steelers, I understand it's a road game, but I think playing in a dome with those playmakers that they have on the offensive side certainly isn't a penalty for them by any stretch. And so Falcons, to me, on the downswing, one of the clear teams that not playing as well as they have as they were the first couple of months of the season. So maybe I am. Maybe I'm coming in too high on the Steelers team, but I actually think that they're just a better team in this game.
Falcons half game out in the NFC South.
I know.
All right.
You know, the other thing is too, we're always one bad half away from getting Desmond Ridder thrown in there as well. Right. And so like, it's very hard for me to back a Falcons team that like, I know is just looking for that moment to figure out when they can put in this rookie quarterback and stuff. And so that's another thing for me that it's going to be hard for me to back the Falcons moving
forward. That's the thing with that though, because they're a half game out, they really can't do that quite yet. Yeah. I don't think, you know, did you say what you wanted to about Miami or no?
No. You know, the Dolphins to me, it's just a team in which we're looking at it. There's no doubt about it at this point. They are one of the elite offenses in all the NFL. It's not even a question at this point. You can look at the season long numbers and then you can start to shrink it over time And yeah, the season long numbers have them as one of the top five offenses in basically every single statistical category that there is. And then you can shrink it to like, okay, let's arbitrarily say from week 9 on, they are the number 2 offense only behind Cincinnati since week 9 in the NFL. If we look at DVOA, they're the number 1 offense since week 9 in all the NFL. So it's something that's just been consistent over the course of the season. The thing that has changed for this Dolphins team is a defense that was in the bottom 6-7 has continually climbed over the course of the season, which is something that I'm pretty excited about as a guy who wants to back them on the other side of a field goal against a team that I do believe has offensive struggles. Jimmy G continually does what Jimmy G does, looks great at times, misses some open passes at other times, makes you scratch your head. You got a banged up Deebo Samuel, a banged up Christian McCaffrey, and a defense here from the Dolphins that, again, if we shrink down the sample size and we come in since week 9, is the number 7 defense overall EPA per play allowed in the NFL. So, I mean, they are playing much, much better over the last month of the season, and that was enough for me to take it on the other side of a field goal. It's a numbers play for me. I mean, like, you know, if this was sitting on 3, I'll probably pass. But if you're going to tell me I can have more than a field goal against one of the very best offenses in the NFL with a defense that is playing much, much better, I'll take that.
Some would say it's a numbers game, Matt. Some would say.
Yes.
By the way, if the Dolphins win this, even the biggest Dolphins skeptics are going to have to finally take note and sort of admit, this team might actually be for real. All right, 20 seconds.
I think McDaniel's a real sharp. I think he's fake sharp. I don't think he's Staley fake sharp. Right. I think he's real. I think he's real sharp.
I like that. All right, 10 seconds here. A round robin teaser you've decided to go with?
Yeah, so just Ravens, Browns, Seahawks, and all the different combinations there. I like every single one of those. The Browns, I know, is the one people aren't jumping up and down about, but a 75% Deshaun Watson and 100% Jacoby Brissett, what's the difference? I'd still want to tease them down against the Texans, so I'll play that leg.
Well, the difference, Matt, is one has a political team and the other does not, as far as we know. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys. Good luck.
Matt Brown, everybody, at Matt Brown M2, co-host with Stormy. Stormy Bonatoni, final countdown right here at VSiN. Chris Felica from ESPN to Fox next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. We get tweets at Beatty the Book, and we have tons of them, Kelly, reacting to the Right Angle Sports release and how the line moved and how some books took it off and some they couldn't get in on it. So we won't get into all that because we want to get to Chris Felica. I do want to read this one tweet, if you allow me. This is from Buddhist Man, who we haven't given him enough of a shout-out on
this. We haven't given him enough credit.
Because we do pro tips every hour, in case you haven't noticed. And he goes out of his way to Photoshop, either he sort of riffs off something we said, he makes a joke of it, he adds something. He's very creative with it. And anyway, I just wanted to give him a shout for this one because this one has about 1,000 words to it, as far as I can tell. He was joking about our pro tip about soccer the previous hour, and he says, pro tip, he says, so with Golden Boot, be aware if you're betting the Golden Boot market or most goals market, and people are like, wait, isn't that the same thing, FIFA's Golden Boot? So basically he went through our entire two-minute explanation of it and put it in a tweet, so we really appreciate that. So shout out to Buddhist Man who makes that effort every hour.
This is awesome. it's exactly what he tweeted at us. It's exactly what we were talking about.
He literally transcribed
last hour.
Yeah, the whole thing.
What you're betting.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a pro tip later in this segment, and it'll be just as verbose. In the meantime, let us bring in a gentleman who really I just want to pay tribute to. He is a friend of the show, friend of the network, who has made a career move. We want to get his thoughts, obviously, on soccer and college football this weekend as well. But he's going to Fox. It was announced yesterday after 27 years. 27. Who does that? 27 years at ESPN. He's the Bear. Last time, we'll still have the ESPN graphics because he's there to the end of the month. It's Chris Felica, everybody, the Bear. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. It's funny. I haven't had an opportunity, really. First, I apologize. I'm in the bowels of AT Stadium right now, heading into our production meeting. So it's probably a little hollow, and you got a golf cart going. So I apologize for that. But it's funny. I being having work last night, it kind of broke right when the game was starting. So, of course, perfect timing. So my wife is, like, reading all the articles and things. She sent me a line from one of the articles, like, in a move that's kind of a stunner, being that Felica has been at ESPN longer than some of the furniture, something like that. So, it's pretty wild. Like, after 27 years, like people my age and such, we don't kind of get a chance to, like, hit the reset button and restart and have kind of a new type career at this age very often. So kind of cool, kind of exciting in that sense.
Well, let me just ask for some clarification, because the article that I saw focused very much on the fact that you're going from game day to Fox's equivalent college football Saturday morning show, which is part of it, but isn't most of it, and sort of they buried the headline, isn't most of it really about sports betting?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because the Fox Big Noon, that's part of it. Like, but I'm not leaving for Big Noon. Like, that's not the reason why. It's basically to kind of be involved in everything that they touch, whether it's college football, whether it's going to be Women's World Cup, Euros, Belmont and Naira horse racing, NFL, baseball, like all of those events that they have, I'm going to be a part of. So, it was that basic entire package that was like, it's funny. You never really plan on leaving. And when your deal's up, you always get nervous. Are they going to get renewed? What if I don't get an offer? And then it was one of those deals where one morning or one day, my agent contacted me and was like, hey, Fox just wants to, you're a big fan of the show. We just want to reach out and say hi. You want to hop on a call, on a Zoom call with them? Just introduce himself. Say, oh, I'm like, yeah, sure, absolutely. And then that night, my agent calls me back and is like, this is real, just so you know. So it's amazing how fast it happened. It's still kind of surreal. I wish I had the opportunity to finish out the year and do the game days with the CFP, but obviously that's not something that ultimately I can control. I have to abide by what ESPN wants, because my contract does expire on December 31st. The end of that day, so I will be we'll still be. We've got a few more pods at Stanford State. We've got Daily Wager. We got the column. So we'll still be a selection show on Sunday. So I'll still be a part of that. But in terms of college game day, this tomorrow will be it.
Tomorrow will be the last one. Listen, Chris, yeah. I'll just say on air what I've said to you off air, which is I'm so happy for you. It's great when good things happen to good people, or great things happen to great people in this case. We're all super happy for you. The one thing I just want to add before I get some of your thoughts on the weekend in sports, a lot of people are huge fans of the Stanford Steve and the Bear podcast. Do you plan on doing a podcast on college football or whatever at Fox as well?
Yeah, no, I definitely plan on doing that, and I'm kind of kicking around thoughts in my head right now as to, you know, unfortunately, I don't think we'll be able to continue with Stanford Steve, being that we'll be at two different networks and that. But that was outside of college game day. And look, I love everything else that I do there, but that was the after game day, that podcast is like the thing I'm going to miss the most, because Steve and I have been doing this for a while and love him, and it's so much fun. But I definitely plan on doing a podcast, and I think they're excited about the possibility of doing a podcast too. So just going to figure out what type of form and with who.
27 years, man. 27 years at anything, let alone 27 years at the worldwide leader. Chris Velika moving on from ESPN to Fox. Game day will not quite be the same, that's for sure. By the way, who shed the most tears of your ESPN colleagues? Who's got the most tears coming down their face right now?
It's tears of happiness that I'm gone? Or
no.
Tears of, I'm,
yeah.
I think realization is setting in with Kirk, which is kind of interesting. I think Lee was obviously very, very happy as well. It'll be interesting tomorrow when it's set, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be a little emotional for sure. But the great thing is that you learn who your friends are, and you hope everybody at this time are your friends. And everyone has been super bummed that I'm leaving, but super, super immensely happy for me for the opportunity that I have. And look, 27 years, it's like for 27 years, I put that show first and foremost in my life, often or sometimes to my own detriment, like not my best interest at times, to missing events and things like that. But I guess I did that. I put myself in a position where now I had an opportunity to, like, someone actually said, hey, what if? And I had an opportunity to act on the what if and really make a decision that's kind of life-changing for myself and my wife.
Life-changing. It's all we needed to hear. All right, we got 2 minutes, Chris. You still have to come on this show every week. That doesn't change. We're sure about that. So here's the deal.
Do I have to get Skype, though?
Yes. Can you get Skype, for God's sakes? Why do you ignore us when we ask you about that?
I have it on my laptop. I just don't have it, like, on my phone.
Can you? There's an app store, Chris.
I don't think I used Skype since World Cup in 2010 when I was in Johannesburg, and I had to.
It takes 5 seconds, man.
To contact my wife.
Oh my!
All right, God, all right.
For God's sakes, you're a big time at Fox now. For God's sakes, you can download Skype. Okay, real quick.
All right.
USA Netherlands. Yep. Let's do rapid fire. USA Netherlands. What you got?
Okay. I'm going to play draw after 90 minutes. I think the U.S. has a great opportunity to advance. The Dutch are not as good as their reputation seems to be. I think the U.S. may be able to play well. I'm going to play draw in 90 minutes, and we'll see what happens next time.
Okay, college football, your favorite play either tonight or all day tomorrow, Pac-12 and Big 12 championship, of course, having the most college playoff impact, that is.
Tonight, I like Utah. I think situation playing Utah again, the Utah defense, I think, will give SC some problems. And as long as Cam Rising and the Utah offense doesn't vomit all over themselves and turn the ball over, I think it's going to be hard for SC to stop them. So I do like the Utes getting the points. And tomorrow I like Georgia to win big. I don't think the game is going to be very close. If you look at the last 2 years, Kirby Smart and Georgia, the 6 times they played a top 15 team, not named Alabama, they've allowed like 13, 11. It's like they have not allowed 14 points in any game. They've won those games by an average 24 points a game. I think the fact that Georgia did not win the SEC title last year really kind of irks them still a little bit, even though they won the national title. It's going to be a massive home field advantage. I think Georgia wins very easily.
Chris, we love you. Mazel tov, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Chris Velika, everybody. Going to Fox from ESPN after 27 years. Your pro tip of the hour. If looking at betting college basketball futures, remember, it's not who's good now, it's who's good at the end. Look for points in the season where good teams might trip up, suffer a few losses, and odds get too long, and then jump in. That's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only, though, at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Korea gets it done. Lombardi Line next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.